听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us. You know, we all know there is nothing like a home-cooked meal. It's so good and delicious, but it seems fewer and fewer people are taking the time to cook at home. Ever notice how family kitchens are getting smaller and smaller? Well, despite the smaller kitchens and busy schedules, there are still some ways families can enjoy home-cooked food. Before we listen in on Jack and Laura's conversation, let's preview two words that you need to know. The first is shortly, as in, let's wait a few minutes for Nancy, as she will be here shortly. The second is the noun hassle. Packing up all these decorations is such a hassle. Okay. Let's open our magazines and turn to page 41 for Conversation A. Please follow along in your magazines.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Conversation A.
What's for dinner? I'm hungry.
Be patient. Dinner will be ready shortly.
Really? But we just got home from work. You're not baking a frozen pizza, are you?
No, I stopped at the store and picked up a heat and serve entree. We're having chicken enchiladas tonight.
Sounds good.
It will be. And all I have to do is bake it for 45 minutes. It's simple.
And delicious, I hope.
It should taste fine. It's not quite as good as making it myself, but it's a lot less hassle.
Hello, friends. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea, and we're back again today to continue talking about home-cooked meals for busy people. And yesterday, we learned about a slow cooker and going to a dinner studio. And today, we're going to take a look at some conversations that happened between Jack and Laura.
So, our conversation starts with Jack saying, "What's for dinner? I'm hungry." And this is very common. People will often ask, "What's for dinner? What are you making tonight? What are we going to eat tonight for dinner?"
And Laura responds to Jack, "Be patient. Hold on a minute. Dinner will be ready shortly." And that word shortly is an adverb. You probably see the word short in there, and we're not talking about being short. We're talking about something happening soon, something happening quickly. Means it's happening shortly.
Right, in a short period of time. Well, Jack doesn't really think so. He says, "Really? But we just got home from work." So he knows that it takes time to prepare dinner. And since Laura said dinner will be ready shortly, he's not completely sure. So he asks her, "You're not baking a frozen pizza, are you? Are you going to make pizza, bake pizza that is in the freezer?"
And she says, "No, I stopped at the store and picked up a heat and serve entree." Remember from yesterday, the word entree means the main part of a meal. And we're talking about a heat and serve entree. That means that she went to the store, to the market, and she bought something that was frozen. And all she has to do is take it home and put it either in the oven or maybe even the microwave, which cooks things even faster than an oven.
Right, and she says we're having chicken enchiladas tonight. Now, enchiladas is one of our more information words, and it's a very special Mexican dish where you take some flat bread and you put meat and cheese and you can put vegetables inside, and then usually you bake it. So if you've never tried it, try it. And she says we're having chicken enchiladas tonight, which is this kind of a fancy dish, isn't it?
It is. You know, Mexican food is some of my favorite type of food to eat. So I agree with Jack's next statement. He says, sounds good. Laura says, it will be. And all I have to do is bake it for 45 minutes. It's simple. Remember, she's just buying it at the store, taking it home. It's already made. She puts it in the oven and waits 45 minutes, and they have a whole meal to eat then.
And they've probably never bought chicken enchiladas from this store before, because Jack says, and delicious, I hope. So he's not completely sure it will taste good. If something is delicious, then it means it tastes good. If your mom makes you your favorite dish, and you like it a lot, and it tastes really good, you can say, Mom, this is delicious.
And these heat and serve meals, you know, I've had heat and serve meals before, and they're usually pretty delicious. It seems like maybe it wouldn't be as good because it's frozen and you're just buying it from the store, but I think I've had enough of them that I think Laura is right in saying that it will be good. She says next, it should taste fine. It's not quite as good as making it myself, but it's a lot less hassle. And if something's a hassle, Esther, what does that mean?
It means that it is causing you trouble. It's a bother to you. For example, driving in traffic is a hassle. It's something that takes time or causes you to have to go out of your way to do something, so you don't really like to do it. But Laura says here that buying this heat and serve entree is a lot less hassle. It doesn't take as much work as preparing food herself.
And this is also something I've experienced. I love to cook and I love to bake, but I often find that I don't have enough time to do it. So sometimes I do go to the store and I buy a heat and serve meal and make it, and I find that it saves me so much time. It's so much easier. And you know, by the time you get home from work in the evening, to make a meal from start takes hours sometimes, and then your whole night is gone. So heat and serve is a good way to go.
And it's a lot less hassle. Well, now let's go to the chat room. We'll take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Doris. You know, today we continue to look at our American Culture Corner article, Home-Cooked Food for Busy People.
Doris, in the conversation, Jack asks, you're not baking a frozen pizza, are you? And Laura answers, no.
Ken, before you go on, let's practice how this word should be pronounced. Pizza.
Pizza.
Right. Okay, go on.
Well, Jack assumes Laura is not going to bake a pizza, but he is not sure, so he adds, are you, at the end of the sentence.
That's right.
What if he doesn't add the are you at the end and simply asks, you're not baking a frozen pizza? Should Laura respond yes instead of no then?
No, that's a mistake that many students make. I know in Chinese, Laura would say, yes, in agreement with Jack that he has assumed correctly. But in English, Laura has to stick to her response.
Stick to her response?
That's right. Her response would be, I'm not baking a frozen pizza. And since that's a negative statement, she has to use no in front of it.
Oh, I see. 注意比萨的发音, pizza. 课文中, Jack 问 Laura, you're not baking a frozen pizza, are you? 若是把后面的附加问句 are you 拿掉的话, Laura 是否也要回答 no? 如果我们讲中文, Laura 应该会回答, 对, 我不是要烤 pizza, 但是英文的回答必须用 No, 这是因为我不是要烤 pizza 是个否定句。在英文只要你回答的是否定句前面就必须用 no。
Well, let me give you a test, Ken.
Okay.
Let's say you decided not to go out tonight, and I ask you, so Ken, you're not going out tonight. How should you answer?
I should answer, no, I'm not going out.
Good, you got it.
再举一个例子，如果你晚上决定待在家里不要出门，有人问你说 you're not going out tonight? 你晚上不出门吗？正确的回答应该是No, I'm not going out. 不能够用中文的模式说对我不会出门。
Okay, so friends, are you not bored? I hope your answer is no. Let's take a break right now because Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. What's for dinner? Well, in America, that's a question that is asked countless times every day. Sometimes the answer is frozen pizza, which is always a good answer. And sometimes the answer is enchiladas, also a great response. In Conversation B, we'll see Laura and Jack doing something very unusual for dinner.Yes, it's strange, but it's growing in popularity. Let's find out what it is after we glance at the idiom, an arm and a leg. Our example sentence reads, Melissa's 10-week vacation cost her an arm and a leg. And lastly, the adjective reasonable, as in the price of that new TV is quite reasonable. Go ahead and buy it.Now, let's see what Jack thinks of having a stranger in his kitchen to cook his dinner. Please join us now on line 14.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Conversation B.
I'm trying something new this week.
What's that?
I hired a personal chef.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm serious. Her name is Michelle. I told her what we like, spicy food.
So what will she do?
She will do all the grocery shopping, prepare the meals here in our home, and clean up everything. It's a dream come true for me.
And will she cost an arm and a leg?
No, she's actually quite reasonable, and she'll save me a lot of time.
We've learned a lot of new ways to make home-cooked meals for busy people, most recently talking about a heat-and-serve meal. But we've got one more idea for you, and Jack and Laura are going to talk about that next as they talk about a personal chef.
Now, this idea is something maybe you really haven't thought of, but let's see how Jack and Laura talk about it and how Jack responds. So Laura says, I'm trying something newThis week. So remember, they've tried a heat and serve entree, and maybe they've gone to dinner studio before or done other things, maybe used their slow cooker. But Laura is going to do something new this week. And Chelsea, what is she going to try?
Well, Jack, after asking, what's that? Laura says, I hired a personal chef. Now, a chef is a person who is maybe in charge of a large kitchen. They're the main cook. We often see chefs at restaurants or maybe nice hotels where they have big banquets or restaurants. And this is the person in charge of all the other cooks in the kitchen, and he or she is the main one to help make the food. So Laura is hiring her own personal chef, a cook, to come to their house.
Wow, this is very different, and it sounds like it's very, very expensive.I really haven't heard of anyone I know hiring a personal chef to go to their home and cook, and I don't think I would be able to afford it, to be able to pay for it. But I think Jack feels the same way. So he says, you're kidding, right? If someone says you're kidding, they mean, are you joking? You're not being serious, are you?
But Laura comes right back and says, no, I'm serious. I'm telling you the truth. Her name is Michelle. I told her what we like, spicy food. So Michelle is the name of the person who's going to come to their house and be their personal chef. And it sounds like Michelle will be able to make the type of food that Jack and Laura like. They like to eat spicy food.
Now, spicy food is food that maybe has hot peppers in it, red hot peppers or black pepper. And when you eat it, you feel like your mouth is very hot. It can give you a feeling like your mouth is burning. So Jack and Laura like spicy food, and they will be paying money to Michelle to be their personal chef so she can cook spicy food for them.
So Jack says, what will she do? What types of responsibilities will she have if she's our personal chef? And Laura responds, well, she will do all the grocery shopping, prepare the meals here in our home, and clean up everything. Wow, this sounds like a dream come true for me. First of all, to do all the grocery shopping, again, that's something that takes a lot of time, especially in America. The way people grocery shop there is they'll usually go to the store or to the market and they buy enough food for 1 or 2 weeks.
Right.
So sometimes when I would go to the store in America, I would be there for 2 or 3 hours buying all my food and putting it in my car and then taking it out and putting it in my cabinets at home. And to have someone do that for you would be very nice.
Right. And when you go to the grocery store, sometimes grocery stores are very large and you have to spend a long time. And if you work, you might be very exhausted and you have to push the car and look for different items and compare prices and put all the items in your shopping basket. I mean, it takes a lot of time, and it's kind of hard work if you work and are very busy. But not only will she go to the grocery store, she will make the meals. Now, I'm thinking Michelle will probably make a few meals, not just one meal, maybe 5 or 10 or even 15 meals for them.
Yeah, she'll probably make plenty of food for them to eat. And I don't know if that means she'll come to their house every day around dinner time and make it, or if she'll make a bunch and freeze it and they can make it on their own. We don't know. But not only will she go to the grocery store and make their food, but she's going to clean up the mess for them afterward. Again, something that takes a lot of time. After you eat and you have dirty dishes and you have to put everything away, she's going to really be saving them a lot of time by being their personal chef. And Laura also says it's a dream come true for me.
Right, so probably Laura has never imagined that they would be able to hire a personal chef. But Jack is asking a very important question here. He goes on and says, and will she cost an arm and a leg? Now, this is a kind of a fun idiom, an arm and a leg. If something costs an arm and a leg, it's very, very expensive, and you feel like you're cutting off part of your body because you feel so hurt. So you're using so much money, it's really making a big difference on your bank account.
Yes, so he's worried that it's going to be very expensive, and Laura comes back and says, no, she's actually quite reasonable. So reasonable is our last vocabulary word for the day, and it's an adjective, and it means she's very average in price. She's not too expensive. So no, Jack, this isn't going to cost us an arm and a leg. And she'll also save me a lot of time. Thanks for joining us here today. We're going to go to a skit, so stick around and we'll see you tomorrow.
It's approaching 6 o'clock.
It's our dinner hour.
I'm hungry. I wonder what Mom has planned.
Let's see. The slow cooker is off.
And the dinner studio is still frozen.
Maybe we'll have takeout.
Again.
Hello, I'm home.
So, what's for dinner? Frozen pizza?
No.
Or heat and serve?
No.
Takeout?
No, I hired a personal chef.
A personal chef?
Yes, that's right. He's grocery shopping right now, and then he'll come and prepare our meal.
Are you kidding?
No, and after we eat, he'll do all the cleaning.
Having a personal chef sounds expensive.
Ooh, did it cost you an arm and a leg, Mom?
Of course not. It cost your father an arm and a leg.
When do we eat?
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 hassle 这个名词。hassle 是指麻烦、困难或者是问题。例如 ，It's such a hassle to move. All the packing and the unpacking take a lot of time. 搬家真的是一件麻烦的事，打包跟拆开整理要花好多时间。或者是 I didn't think it was worth the hassle to go home again to get our lunch. 我不认为为了拿午餐值得这么麻烦，还要跑回家一趟。继续我们看的是 an arm and a leg 这个成语。an arm and a leg 一只手臂跟一条腿，意思是指很昂贵的代价。例如 ,that stereo system cost David an arm and a leg, 那套音响系统让 David 花了不少钱。或者是 the company charged Terry an arm and a leg for this custom-made sports car。这家公司跟 Terry 收取了很昂贵的费用，卖给他这台为他量身打造的跑车。最后我们看的是 reasonable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 reason, 理由或者是理性。所以 reasonable 是指合理的或者是不会太昂贵的。例如 ,the price of this guitar is quite reasonable. I'm thinking about buying it. 这支吉他的价钱相当合理，我在考虑要把它买下来。或者是 You owe me a reasonable explanation as to why you're late again. 你欠我一个合理的解释来说明为什么你又迟到了。And time really flies. Make sure you come back next time. Bye-bye.
Home-cooked food for busy people. Conversation A.
What's for dinner? I'm hungry.
Be patient. Dinner will be ready shortly.
Really? But we just got home from work. You're not baking a frozen pizza, are you?
No. I stopped at the store and picked up a heat and serve entree. We're having chicken enchiladas tonight.
Sounds good.
It will be. And all I have to do is bake it for 45 minutes. It's simple.
And delicious, I hope.
It should taste fine. It's not quite as good as making it myself, but it's a lot less hassle.
Conversation B.
I'm trying something new this week.
What's that?
I hired a personal chef.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm serious. Her name is Michelle. I told her what we like, spicy food.
So what will she do?
She will do all the grocery shopping, prepare the meals here in our home, and clean up everything. It's a dream come true for me.
And will she cost an arm and a leg?
No, she's actually quite reasonable, and she'll save me a lot of time.
Well, friends, it's interesting how the way we prepare our foodand eat our meals, it's changing over time. We hope you learned something new about American culture today. Now, here's a question. How has preparing and eating food changed where you live? Do you think the changes are good or not? We've got a few more talk about it questions to keep you going in English. Those are on the bottom of page 40. Friends, keep up the good work. Tomorrow brings us ourHow Stuff Works feature. This month's topic is the always annoying mosquito. Don't miss it. All of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, everyone.